If you're someone who has low back pain, low back tightness, or just somebody who wants to keep their low back healthy, I'm going to show you one stretch, but more importantly, I'm going to show you a technique that's going to allow your muscles to get longer and healthier and stretch further, not just into the muscle level, but deep down into the muscle, into the joint and into the ligaments and into the tendons, because that's how you make space for your back, that's how you make space for your joints, and that's how you make space for your muscles. So the type of stretching is called a yin style. You want to stretch for 2 to 8 minutes. You want to use light tension, and you just want your body to let gravity pull it forward. And as your body creates space, as you breathe and relax your mind and relax your body, you take the space it gives you. It's not about how far down you go. It's about right where you're at and allowing your body to relax and not pursue or push through so that your body pushes back, but that your body will allow you to go further and further into stretches, because once your body knows it's in a safe environment, it will continue to open up more and more and more, knowing that you're lengthening the muscle and not something is happening that's going to injure the muscle. So first one we're going to do, and the only one we're going to do, is hamstrings. I'm going to show you a number of variations, and then you're going to pick the variation that works for you, and then we're going to go into the yin style of stretching, and I'll explain more benefits as we go. So for hamstrings, you'll want to start out. You can sort of pull the flesh back on your bottom so you're sitting on your sit bones, because in order to get the hamstrings, we have to be up tall. Our bottom has to sort of be reaching back, and we need to have our upper body reaching up and pulled in just for the setup. Remember, we're going to relax and let gravity do all the work for the stretch. Then, if this is all your legs will allow, this will be your starting point, and you'll go forward, not down, if you're doing hamstrings. So in this situation, you would go forward like that. And you could just sit here, you could read, you could watch TV, you could relax, or you could do the hardest thing of all, just try to clear your mind. Just breathe and relax. If your body gives you space, you take it. If your legs wiggle down a little, you take it. But you're not trying to push through. You're not trying to feel a nice strong tug on the muscles. You just want a gentle pull on the muscles, and you just want to let time and gravity do the work. That's how you get to the deeper levels. If you find yourself stretching too hard, if you find your mind racing and starting to have negative thoughts, if you feel your body tensing up, if you feel yourself wanting to get out of the pose, that means you went too far into the stretch. Those kind of stretches can stretch the muscles, but they're not going to allow your body to relax enough and get deep enough to get down to the levels that we're trying to get to. And in my opinion, all stretches are important. All stretches should be done by everyone. There's a lot of people that don't stretch, and it's to cause a lot of the tightness and the problems they're having. They're putting on more tension onto their body than they're taking off, so they're losing the battle. But the deeper stretches down to the joint level is one area that's really underutilized in stretching, and it's the one that can have some of the greatest benefits because it makes the most space available for the muscles, the joints, the discs, the ligaments, and the tendons. So that's why it's important to have that as part of your routine. All right. So if your legs are straight, you can go ahead straight. You can let your hands rest here. You can let them rest out to the side. You can let them rest on your toes. For some people, who knows, they may even be flexible enough to have a bar on their feet and be able to lean forward even past their feet, if your flexibility is like that. But no matter where you're at, the main job is to relax and just stay in that position, okay? That's hamstrings. Now I want to add a little intensity. You'd have to do both sides and it would take a little longer, but if you wrap your leg over and stretch forward, you'll notice more intensity on the hamstring. Now that's not necessarily good. The only thing it would be good for is if somebody that was light tension for them. We're not trying to find more intensity. We're trying to find light tension. So if this is somebody who's very flexible, this may be the position they find themselves for 2 minutes, working up to 8 minutes. Okay. If we want to move it into our low backs a little more, the difference is instead of being up straight, we can roll over and just let our body drop down. That's going to move the tension from the hamstrings up to the lower back. And if you want to go higher up your back, you sort of tuck your chin in, and then the tension will pull from the top. Whatever the position is, you want light tension on it. So this would be the hamstrings into the low back. This is a great one for yin because this is a great way to just relax and let tension go. So it's 2 to 8 minutes. I'm going to do 4 minutes, okay? Just breathe and relax. Pick whatever position works the area that you're trying to stretch. Get yourself set up so there's light tension on that area. Then allow your breathing to normalize and relax. Let your muscles relax. And just trust that time and light tension will allow you to get deeper into stretches, deeper into the muscle, deeper into the joint, to release areas that have tension that you wouldn't be able to get to just doing a flow or a stretch. If your mind has tension or anxious thoughts, either let your relaxed body relax your mind or take some tension off your body, lighten up your stretch a little until your mind can find relaxation. You could be stretching a little too far. But it's important to be still. Quiet your mind, quiet your body. If you notice every once in a while, you'll feel your heels or something different pushing into the ground and you didn't even realize it. So sometimes it's good to do a body scan. Let your heels relax, the back of your leg relax, your shoulders relax. Just walk through your body. Your low back relax. Your neck relax. It's always important each day, if we can, to do something to make sure we're taking more stress off our body than we're putting on with the activities and the tension and the stress and the thoughts and the pursuits of life. If we could take off more tension and give our body that space, it'll fill it with health. So if you wanted more hamstrings, your back would be a little flatter and your tail would be pushing out. But this is a great beginner hamstring and low back stretch where you just let your body roll forward, let your back roll forward. You don't try to keep your body in any position. You just allow it to fold over, round your back, let your head drop, relax and breathe. Every once in a while, you'll feel new spaces created, and just let your body fall into it. Unclench your butt cheeks. Let your tongue drop from the roof of your mouth. Let your jaw relax. If you're relaxed enough, you may even feel the tension all the way up your mid-back. Four or five or 6 minutes, I'm not even sure. All right, hope you enjoyed that. Always come back slow. Use your hands to lift you back up. Don't use the muscle you're stretching to come back. If you're stretching your back, don't lift with your back. Push up with your arms. So you don't want to use the muscle you're stretching. And you come back up and you just want to move slow because you really opened up a lot of space, making your body vulnerable. So you want to make sure that you give it time to rebound, come back, and get used to gravity again. So sometimes I'll just lean back, I'll tuck my tail forward, and maybe just drag myself back a little bit, maybe doing a couple movements, just something to wake it up, push the belly out, push the belly back, little things like that. You can get to your sides and open up your back a little, nice and easy. And sometimes after a long stretch, I even like to do just like 3 squats just to get my body used to doing work again so that when I go and make a move, it's not surprised. Have a great day.